Representative Bob Good, Democrats smeared military as white supremacists to justify Lloyd Austin confirmation. By Robert Krajcik on January 25, 2021. Democrats denigrated the U.S. military by framing the armed forces as plagued by white supremacy and white nationalism, noted Representative Bob Good, RVA, in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Good recalled remarks Democrats made on the House floor regarding retired Army General Lloyd Austin's confirmation hearings for the position of Defense Secretary. Democrats described Austin's race as relevant to his heading of the Pentagon. Good stated, Democrats said on the House floor that because of the white supremacy problem within our military, because of white nationalism in our military, because of these racist hate groups that dominate our military, we've got to appoint an African American to Secretary of Defense to bring diversity and inclusion leadership into the military. Listen. The military is one of the most diverse components of our society, Good added. It was ahead in diversity going back decades. And to smear and besmirch the integrity of our military as a justification for an appointment that the president wanted to make, that was said on the House floor by the Democrat Party just this past week. How terrible their view of our military. The Senate voted 69-27 on Thursday to pass a waiver for Austin to the law requiring defense secretaries be retired for more than 7 years. Austin retired from the military in 2016. Good said, on the House floor, the Democrats who were advocating for a waiver. Austin has not been retired from the military for 7 years. He's only been retired for 4 or 5 years. They wanted a waiver for that. But the justification they gave was really to smear and besmirch our military. Austin committed to ridding the military of racists and extremists during his confirmation hearings, echoing rhetoric of leftists and Democrats framing the armed forces as pathologized by white supremacy. Polack asked about deployment of the National Guard to Washington, D.C., for presidential inauguration. He said, "Tell us a little bit about how the National Guard have been treated. We've seen them used as a prop by the First Lady and by Nancy Pelosi and so forth. Are they being treated well?" Good replied, "Absolutely a disgrace in how they were treated. There's 25,000 or so brought in what seemed to be just a political stunt. As if, that number needed to be present at the inauguration. There was nobody at the inauguration, hardly. It was a small event obviously, but you had these 25,000 troops. It looked like the war zone in terms of the military presence." Good recalled Representative Steve Cohen's, DTN, characterization of white male service members as a threat to national security is illustrative of a broader disdain for military personnel among Democrat politicians. Polack noted President Joe Biden removed flags of the different U.S. military branches from the White House. Fox News reported, one change the Biden administration made was to remove the military flags that had been on display during Donald Trump's term in office. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.